When Paddington Railway Station opened in 1854, it was called a modern marvel. Its designer, the engineer Isambard Kingdom Brunel, was a giant of Victorian society, although in reality he was tiny and tried to compensate for his diminutive height by wearing enormous hats. Paddington was one of the London stations built during the 19th century's Golden Age of Steam, which began in the 1830s. Connecting the capital with the city of Bristol to the west, it was considered the finest station in London. The station began life as a gaslit construction of iron and glass, inspired by medieval religious buildings. Some of Britain's most stunning architecture can be found in railway stations, and Paddington is a perfect example. As one 19th century journalist commented, "Railway termini are to the 19th century what monasteries and cathedrals were to the 13th century." Paddington saw important updates in the 1870s, 1910s, and 1960s, but Brunel's original design is still clearly recognizable. Queen Victoria adored steam trains and frequently used the station to travel to Windsor Castle. She even had her own luxurious royal waiting room, which is now the first-class passenger lounge. Non-royalty who had to catch an early train could spend the night in the Great Western Hotel, now the Hilton, which also opened in 1854. The largest and grandest hotel in London, with 103 bedrooms, it began the tradition of luxury hotels fronting large railway stations. The 1870s saw another important addition to the station, when enormous multi-story stables were built to accommodate the horses, all 600 of them used to deliver packages to their destinations, as well as fresh milk in thousands of churns to dairy companies around London. The station also played an important role in the development of the London Underground. The city's first trains on the Metropolitan Line set off from Paddington in 1863. Today, 160 years on, the station has two tube stations, providing connections to the Bakerloo, Circle, District and Hammersmith and City lines, plus the recently finished state-of-the-art £22 billion Elizabeth line. Brunel would have been delighted to learn that the Paddington area has recently been the beneficiary of the largest local regeneration scheme in London of the last 50 years, and his creation, Paddington Station, received part of the £10 billion budget to give it a facelift, making it worthy once more of being one of the historic gateways to the City of London.